Malaysia has announced plans this week to open a regional anti-terrorism center by the end of the year in partnership with the United States. Malaysia Foreign Minister Syed Hamid Albar says the planned Southeast Asian Center for Counterterrorism will focus on developing cooperation and resources to track terror cells and prevent attacks. Zainal Abidin Zain, the Foreign Ministry Undersecretary for Southeast Asia and Pacific, has been appointed Director General of the center. Experts from around the world will conduct workshops and seminars at the center, which will be open to all 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, as well as other countries. Political analyst Lee Po Ping from the National University of Malaysia says the center's success depends on what approaches it uses to handle the problem of terrorism in Southeast Asia.
If it takes a purely military approach, quote-unquote, that's to say, only interested in detaining and rooting out suspected militants, then I don't think it will be terribly successful. But if it goes beyond that and try to look at the so-called root causes that bring about terrorism, then I think it will go quite a long way in combating terrorism.
Malaysia first announced it might host the center after discussions with President Bush at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting in Mexico last October. Malaysia and the United States are uneasy partners in the war against terrorism, with Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad frequently criticizing U.S. policies in Iraq and the Middle East. Mr. Mahathir has accused Washington of anti-Muslim bias, which he has argued will only encourage more terrorist acts from certain quarters of the Islamic community. Mr. Lee says because of the perception, Malaysians will want the center distanced from the United States.
It should not be seen as primary American effort or an American-inspired effort. Much of the, let's say, combating of terrorism should be left to the Malaysians or to the other non-American Southeast Asian members who might participate in the center.
The United States has also angered Malaysia by issuing new travel warnings to the country. Malaysia and neighbor Singapore have been proactive in arresting scores of suspected terrorists from the militant group Jamaah Islamiyah. JI aims to cause instability to create a pan-Islamic state encompassing Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, and parts of the southern Philippines. Nancy Miller Collins for VOA News, Bangkok.